Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion, God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hello, and welcome to the Wake Up Call Talk Show. I'm Pastor Annie Sally.
Not Pastor Warren Sally.
Well, you can catch us right here every Sunday at 5 p.m. on the Wake Up Call. You can also find us on Facebook Live. Well, today we're excited. We have special guests with us. We have two special guests with us. Okay? We have Pastor Melissa Bailey with us. And she is pastor of Grace and Kingdom International Ministries, Charlotte, North Carolina. Amen. And we have a call-in guest today, missionary, amen, Rauko. Okay. He's with us from India, Belhar, India. Okay. So we're excited. We're going to talk about Christian persecution in India. He's here with us very early there. However, he is so passionate about his work that he wants to come on to share his passion and to help us understand, yes, what they're going through in India. Amen. So first of all, we will want to say welcome to Melissa Bailey, one of our partners.
Amen.
And one of the Wake Up Call Network partners. Amen. God is doing a new thing in this hour, and we are connecting with like-minded men and women of God across the globe. And we're so excited about what God is doing in this hour. So today we wanted to welcome Pastor Melissa Bailey, and we want her to share with us the theme of her show and the attraction of her new show coming right here every week on the Wake Up Call Radio and TV network. Amen. Pastor Bailey.
Amen. Welcome. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited to be a part of this show. Actually, because we have our special guest from India.
Yeah.
My show is called Speak Life, and Speak Life will be here on the Wake Up Call radio and television program. Inspirational, motivational show, dealing with the diverse variety of different topics. It's about speaking hope and wholeness and healing into the lives of others. Media is always exposing the negative part, things that go on in this world. And I wanted to do something different because there is positive things that are going on in our country and in our world and our society and our community. And so that's what Speak Life is all about. It's about speaking life into the lives of for our show is Proverbs 18:1, Romans 4:17, and Isaiah 55:11. And I chose three scriptures because basically I wanted you to know what that says, sum it up is that death and life is and that they that live the fruit thereof and that God who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were has given us power to speak into the atmosphere and change things.
Yes.
And his word will not return void. So that is the basics of what Speak Life is all about.
Wow. That's it in a nutshell. That's beautiful, beautiful. Well, we are super excited that you are joining us on the Wake Up Call Network because it's time to network and it's time to collaborate in the kingdom of God so that we will convey what the Bible says. You know, go ye therefore into the earth. Go to everywhere. Go everywhere into the earth. Teach people you know, about Jesus Christ and teach them the concept, biblical concept. A lot of times, you know, when we different ones coming together, there is not a real connection.
Right,
but we
right.
thank God that we're going with Matthew 28. Go ye therefore into all the earth. So we're not leave any stones unturned.
Right.
When it comes to sharing the word of God and sharing our passion for Jesus Christ, we want to connect with like-minded people.
Right.
And that's why we're so excited about Pastor Melissa here speaking life, talk show, speaking life, because we have power of life and death in
right.
our tongues, but
right.
we speak negative, you know, and that is out what the call of God is all about. But her show is to speak life,
mm-hmm.
you know, speak positive.
Yeah.
Building them up. Exactly.
Up.
That's what I'm trying to say. Building people up for the kingdom of God so that they can stand the kingdom, go into all the earth
right.
and be Christ. That's why we're excited about this, as we are with the other service we have. We're going to see if we can hear from Missionary Cigar.
He's having problems.
Okay, I think he's having some problems there in India. He's trying to connect. We're
going to,
if we can get him on the line, because we really want him to share his flight there in India and his passion about his work in India. But
I just wanted to just to say again, like you said,
mm-hmm.
I'm pastor of Excellence in Grace Kingdom International Ministry, but I'm also the overseer of Women of Excellence in Grace. USA, which is a ministry that deals with women in different states. So, into the world and just
wow.
setting up different ministries to share the gospel and to encourage the people of God. And so, I'm so glad to be on this show in reference to talking about different things that are happening in India. As you know, we support Africa, but so I'm very aware of some of the things going on in Africa. So I'm glad to be a part of this show. Is he here?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, before
getting
back. Yeah, while we're trying to get Missionary Sagar connected, you know a lot of the background of Christian attacks in India.
Yes.
Can you please share with our listeners and our viewers in the land of India?
Yes. For the people that don't know, India is a Hindu nation. I support a ministry there, a missionary pastor there. And we don't want to say the name, so that just to protect them in reference to what they're doing. There's a lot of rural parts in Africa. So the ministry, because it's a Hindu nation, the dominance is Hindu religion. And the people there, I think there's a lot of people there that want to know Christianity, and as they're coming to know it, it's like an underground, hidden gospel. Of the pastors that take on and learn about Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, and become Christians and leave Hindu, the Hindu relationship, the Hindu religion, they begin to brutally beaten, savagely attacked, murdered. That said to us in reference to what we're dealing with, in reference to them just trying to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in India. And it's just horrible. And we need to shed that light, those of us that are here that are partnering with that country, letting the world know what. Of us that love Jesus Christ and we have the ability to serve Jesus Christ openly and freely, and they're under such great attack, not being able to speak and share the gospel of Jesus. So it's very hard. It's very hard for them there.
Wow. We're still trying to get him on. Any other insight you would like to add about area?
Some of the things that they do there is they have churches at night. They do a lot of church at night. They do a lot of underground. They have lyrics to it in the basement. A lot of ministries in the basement and things of that nature. Because of when they're open about the Bible, open mm-hmm. about Jesus Christ, again, they're being persecuted. I was told a story of how they placed pastors on India on donkey, and as a representation, you know how Jesus Christ sat on a donkey. They placed them on donkey and blindfold them and then beat them.
Wow.
They pushed the donkey into the crowd of the people, and then the
wow.
people would beat them on the donkey.
Wow.
It's really horrific and horrible, the things that they have to go to through, but they still stand. To the extent of it. And so that was here, and it is important for us to begin to support those places in India because, again, they're sacrificing and giving up. They're willing to give up their families and their lives to be able to share the good news about Christ. We as Americans should into it even further to support those ministries in
Amen.
India because they need our support. They need sent to us. They need money to begin to spread the good news of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Again, they're sacrificing to do this, to support and
Absolutely.
Do whatever we can
Absolutely.
To the good news of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're taking on their suffering.
Absolutely.
We support them. I support a ministry in India, and we do all we can for them. I'd like to do more than we have done. Again, we need people that are willing to go and not be but that Christ before you who can and no weapon formed against the prosper. So, I'm very excited about this.
Mission. Please share your insight about what's going on there as it relates to in India.
Yes, of course.
You're going in and out. I guess we're having some technical difficulties. However, what we will do, we will upload your testimony to our website and link it with other like-minded ministries so that we can see how we rally around you all and be a support. Pastor Bailey just said, you know, it is, yes, we're supposed to do this. This is what the Bible says as Christians. So we want to be about God's business and see about God's people. And we want to aid you in any way, in your ministry, in any way we can. So what we're going to do, I know you keep going down, but all is not lost. We will upload these powerful testimonies you have already sent to us, and we will link it on our page so that people will know that you guys are in need, and not only material need, but spiritual prayer. You need us to connect in prayer. You know, I had some testimonies from you during the week, how different one of your friends were attacked, you know, while they were trying to do the work, you know, of Jesus Christ in your area. So I want to rally around you guys. We want to pray with you. We want to connect with you in aid, whatever we do, and we want to employ others to do likewise.
I want to touch on one other thing he said. He was talking in reference to the police and how they're being jailed. And so, actually, even the police there stand and watch and get brutally beaten. I've seen clips where, as to because the police are still part of Hindu religion, they do not do their job as far as being protectors of the people.
Right.
They
right.
will stand there and watch those people get brutally beat because they're trying to bring in another religion. Another, so they are, there's no help, not even from their government officials, not even from their police. They just stand and watch them get brutally beaten because they're trying to spread the love of Jesus Christ. And so again, it needs our help. Need our support. They need our prayers. And I can stand as a witness. I had an Indian pastor come here and stay in my home. He stayed here for 2 weeks. I think maybe
more.
I think it might have been 3 weeks. It was just a pleasure to get to know him, develop a relationship with him and his family, to be able to learn so much about another culture, another country, in reference to just really sharing his pain, his suffering, his burdens, and allowing them to see that there can be another way. There is hope.
Yes.
As long as you have Jesus Christ, there's hope. And so even for God allowing him, the pastor that came and stayed in my home, to come and stay, just for allowing him to come into this country, that is another elevation, another level for and so I'm just excited because I know God is still in control. He's the author and finisher of our faith, and He is watching over them. And so their sacrifice is not in vain. So I'm just I want them to be encouraged. Let them know that we are here. There is people here that care. There is people here that love them and we want to support them. And so we want to just again spread that news that we are light, and we want to support and help India as much as we can. And so, you know, that is one thing that I wanted to say.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, this is something how what we take for granted. Revival.
Exactly.
And not even be looked at twice. But for them, they have to literally hide Bibles, hide pages.
And share their pages. They will tear a Bible to give pieces to other people so that they can have something that they literally can read and share with their group. So they don't even, some of them don't even have a full Bible, but they hold fast to the pieces that they have. The one thing, too, in different parts, of India, because there is a part of India that is huge in Christianity, but again, there's so many different rural areas that are not reaching different parts of the country where they can't even get to different cities. I don't know if you know, but a lot of the people in India, they travel by bicycle. They don't drive a lot of cars. They travel by bikes. And so they travel by these bikes and they go to the hidden ministry and they will travel miles on bicycle or walk to get to a place where they're preaching the good news of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so it may take 2 or 3 days just to ride a bike or to walk where there's a hidden ministry.
Wow, wow.
And then they learn how to pray, and then, again, that is their hope, and they pray. They pray for hours and hours, which helps to develop a good relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, just like you said, we here in America
mm-hmm.
sometimes take for granted
mm-hmm.
what we have here, and we don't appreciate it to the fullness of where we should be.
Mm-hmm.
And because, again, we're not looking at what's going on in other parts of the world
mm-hmm.
or what how things go on in other parts of the world. We don't see that. And so we need to begin to get out and be missionaries ourselves.
Absolutely.
Go and begin to help feed the hungry
mm-hmm.
and clothe the naked.
Absolutely.
That's the word.
Absolutely.
So we need to be the word walking,
mm-hmm.
word in action.
Absolutely.
Living out what God has called us to do.
Amen.
And so, again, we want to be very supportive of India, the ministry that I support. Again, I don't share the information or reference to them because, again, they want to protect themselves and they want to protect their families. And because now we have the internet and so much social media,
mm-hmm.
and it gives us access to other parts
Absolutely.
Of the world. So I want to protect them. But if you want to support the pastor I support, you can always contact me.
And they will link the information.
And then the mm-hmm. pastor that you guys
mm-hmm.
support,
mm-hmm.
you want people to know that they can contact you to be able to support
Absolutely.
That ministry. So I'm really excited to able to share some of the things that go on with India in India in reference to the brutal attacks and things that go on there.
Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes this segment of Christians in India Under Attack. Special segment to you so that you can understand, you know, what's going on around us. You know,
right.
So oftentimes, and you mentioned the fact, you know, we just get caught up in our little environment. And in our world, we feel as if nothing else matters. But if it matters to God, it
yes.
should matter to
yes.
us. And I pray to God every day, and I thank Him every day for this platform, this global
yes.
platform. I can't tell you how many pastors from all over the world
yes.
that reaches out to us, Pakistan, different parts
That's
of right. Africa,
yes.
India. People are connecting because they see a like-mindedness in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank God for doing such a great work in us, and we just want to expand even the more. And thank you so much, Pastor Melissa, for
mm-hmm.
connecting with us so that we can spread the word of God
mm-hmm.
even the more. And not only spread the word, but be the word.
Be the
yes. We got to be the word.
Yes.
Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. You know, faith without work is dead.
Yes,
so we got to be an active, we can be active participants
yes.
of Word of God
yes.
so that we can reach those that God has given us the opportunity to. We don't want to miss any opportunities. Well, that concludes this
mm-hmm.
segment, and we're going to go right into our love and marriage segment. But we will upload the powerful. Powerful testimony
mm-hmm.
of this missionary,
mm-hmm.
and it's compelling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very compelling. It's detail oriented. It's very compelling, and I want you guys to hear it. I want you to help us connect with these leaders that God has blessed us to connect with. So God bless you, and remember,
this
has
been
your wake-up call.
Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Down.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain.
Woo!
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army.